The job of protecting U.S. troops in Iraq from landmines, roadside bombs, rocket-propelled grenades, and sniper fire is largely falling to factory workers back home. NPR's David Shaper visited an Army factory where armor for Humvees and supply trucks is being produced around the clock.
The Rock Island Arsenal has been making weapons, ammunition, and other gear for U.S. troops since the Civil War. The island, as it's called, is located in the Mississippi River between Illinois and Iowa. The arsenal's huge factory floors stretch the length of several football fields. Armor steel plates, 4 feet by 6 feet and 3/8 of an inch thick, lie flat under lasers, which make precise cuts, shaping them into new Humvee doors and cutting holes for windows, components, and hardware. The doors are fabricated, welded, bent into shape, painted the color of desert sand, and fitted with bulletproof glass. All in this, the Army's only complete start-to-finish factory for add-on armor kits. Marty Bowman puts the finishing touches on an armored door, tightening the screws and bolts that will hold it all together. The Rock Island Arsenal hired Bowman last month as a temporary worker. Though the arsenal is 50 miles from his home, manufacturing jobs in the area are hard to come by. So Bowman says he leapt at this chance.
Yeah, I had 24 years in a steel mill and that place shut down.
10 months later, he says he's not just thankful to be working, but he says he has a strong sense of honor and pride in his work.
You know, you're working for something, you know. It's not just putting a nut and bolt together and you don't see it, you know. You know, this is for the troops, and it's a good feeling. It's easy to get up in the morning.
Bowman says not a pay period goes by without working overtime, and he says no one complains. At its peak last spring, the Rock Island Arsenal was making 225 Humvee armor kits each week. And since production began just over a year ago, the arsenal has sent nearly 3,000 armor kits to Humvees in Iraq and Afghanistan. With employees working 3 shifts a day, 7 days a week, it's filled every order for armor ahead of schedule. Flo Moore oversees the weld and fabrication unit of the armor production. She says arsenal workers understand that no matter what the schedule says, the armor can't be produced fast enough for the waiting soldiers.
A lot of these people know there's a lot at stake. A lot of them were Vietnam vets. You know, they know what it's like to be in line of fire. And this is their opportunity to help protect the young soldiers that are out there replacing them.
Moore's worked here for 27 years. She says she and her coworkers are ecstatic about being able to make protective gear instead of weapons. It allows Moore to honor her maternal instincts, as her own son shipped out for an 18-month tour in Iraq this week.
This, I feel, gives me an opportunity to actually be physically doing something. It helps relieve my mental stress, my anxiety. I know that myself and my employees are actually doing something that will be protecting my son and his comrades. I know that.
Moore says she and her colleagues have received thank you letters from soldiers in Iraq who say the armor has saved their lives. Some have sent pictures showing Humvees almost completely destroyed, yet the armor doors still intact, and the soldiers telling how they walked away unscathed. The Rock Island Arsenal has fewer than 350 Humvee armor kits left to produce, as the Pentagon says it almost has enough now. The arsenal has already begun to make armored cabs for 5-ton supply trucks and add-on armor for fuel tankers. David Shaper, NPR News.
There's more about the Rock Island factory at our website, npr.org.